Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
Four on the Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, living color, all of that. The Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at shop right now. If you live in the state of Wisconsin,
yes,
you had a stellar sports night. Last night, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Dodgers 4-0, jumped ahead 2-1 in the National League Championship Series, winning out in L.A. And then last night, the Green Bay Packers, in a game that, I'll tell you right now, at halftime of this game, I'm saying the Niners are going to win this game. I mean, C.J. Beathard, he looked like he was Montana for a while in this game last night. But the Green Bay Packers have that guy, number 12.
Yeah, but why would you think when number 12 exists and he has been good late in games that they would lose?
The way they were getting shredded defensively in this game. And then they really, here's another thing, too. I mean, if they don't turn the ball, by the way, the Niners, who I think have the worst turnover rate in the NFL, and that's one of the reasons why they're 1-5, besides the fact their quarterback is hurt. But, But the Packers come back, and Rodgers does what he does.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's unbelievable.
And the Green Bay Packers are the kind of team where, look, if I was like your wife and had the Packers in a knockout pool, I'm not saying I wouldn't be nervous.
I was very nervous.
And you have a right to be. But when I have Aaron Rodgers, I am never out of a game.
No, it's true.
I'm never dead.
You really aren't.
And there were so many things that he did in the fourth quarter of this game that was incredibly impressive. And I got to start with after they tied the game. Because after Kevin King picks off C.J. Beathard,
right,
and the Packers have the football at their own 10-yard line with a minute to go and no timeouts, most normal franchises and normal quarterbacks, maybe they throw one screen pass and say, let's get the hell out of there. What are we doing here?
Right.
What are we doing here?
Right, right. Play for the overtime.
Yeah, play for the overtime. They get a big run out of Ty Montgomery. They have a 3rd and 15, because it was actually a delay of game, and there's a sack. Aaron Rodgers is sacked on 3rd and 15. I'm thinking, wow, oh my God, all right, I guess we're going to go to overtime. But wait a second. There's a laundry on the field. Why is there laundry on the field? Because Richard Sherman was called for illegal contact. Mm. And as soon as that happened, and now Aaron Rodgers is given a new life from his own 24-yard line, it was, to quote Francesa, bing, 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 chip shot field goal. And they made it look so easy. And what was so crazy, Joe, is they're not just moving down the field quickly. He's making perfect throws, getting Adams out of bounds, spiking the football. They even got greedy and took a shot with like 8 seconds to go from the 9-yard line trying to get the ball in the end zone, which I thought was sort of a waste. I mean, just kicked a field goal.
Yeah, well,
what are we doing here?
Yep.
But he's brilliant.
He's unbelievable. And I tell you, you watch him throw the ball, all right? We're watching one of his runs for a big run here he had for a first down. You watch him throw the ball, you don't even see him throw it sometimes. Like sometimes, he's so quick. I've seen a lot of guys with, Namath had the quick release. Marino had the quick release. This guy's release, you don't even see the ball leave his hand sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
He's incredible.
Really,
and he's making guys like Valtez.
It doesn't
Scantling matter
who the receivers are. He's also a rejuvenated Jimmy Graham's career.
Sure. And he is just Mr. Fourth Quarter. That's why, while this game was certainly a lot closer than I think anyone would have thought, Which is great because it was an entertaining game. I mean, obviously, if you have some kind of gambling interest in it, maybe you don't feel that way. But if you're just a football fan looking to be entertained on a Monday night, boy, oh, boy, they gave it to you. And hats off to C.J. Beathard.
Hey, no, he played
and Marquise Goodwin.
Marquise Goodwin. How about him? You talk about a guy with some speed, man. I mean, you know, he was terrific last night.
And one thing that was very underrated in this game, you know, there's a lot of history's written by the winners. I always say that, right?
Yeah.
Because when you lose, things get examined a lot closer.
Yes.
And when you win, you kind of forget about things.
Right. That's so very true.
Let me give you a great example of this. So Aaron Rodgers ties the game up. Devontae Adams is about 3 minutes to go. Okay, fine. Niners can win this game. They have a tie game, 3 minutes to go. Milk the clock, game-winning field goal. Don't give the ball back to Rodgers. Let's get the hell out of here. It's a simple formula to beating the Packers with Aaron Rodgers not seeing the field again. And what made it worse is on the kick return, a late hit is called, I think it was Brown, and the Niners ended up starting their drive at the 47-yard line with under 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
It was a really bad penalty that gave C.J. Beathard and the Niners a golden opportunity if they were able to make just a couple of plays to win this game, if they milk the clock properly, win this game, and not even give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. And Beathard took that shot down the field on 3rd and 3, and King made a really good play to pick him off. And once the ball is back in the hands of Aaron Rodgers, good night.
Good night. You're 100%. You do not want him with the ball in his hands in the final minute with a chance to win the game. You just don't want that at all.
No. And if you're Minnesota and you're Chicago, well, guess what? Green Bay's right there with you at 3-2.
Are.
And this was really important because if you look ahead to what the Packers have, they have a bye coming up. Do you know what they have coming out of the bye?
What's after the bye?
At L.A., the Rams.
Mm.
At New England, the Patriots.
Mm.
I mean, that could be the two teams in the Super Bowl.
Could be.
So as good as Aaron, and look, knowing Rodgers, knowing the Packers, can they steal one of those two games?
Well, steal the Patriot game.
Yeah, preferably.
I mean, that's the one you want to see them steal.
Well,
you
for their for their sake, they're going to look more at stealing the Ram game.
Well, I'm sure they
from
are.
From a tiebreak perspective.
Yeah, of course.
For potentially home field.
They're not thinking about, you know, us Jet fans.
No, they don't care about us. They don't give a damn about us.
No.
But that's a tough two-game stretch out of the bye for Green Bay. And if they would have lost that game at home to San Francisco, that would have been a very, very bad loss.
Yeah. One thing, though, I want to give the Niners some credit because they are, you know, I know they're 1-5, and they're not going anywhere this year, but they showed life yesterday. And Beathard actually, you know, he didn't look terrible. He really didn't.
No, he didn't. You know, and what he's doing is either auditioning to be a backup quarterback
or
maybe
somewhere
a starter somewhere else because clearly the investment has been made
On Garoppolo.
In Jimmy Garoppolo that when he comes back next year, he's the future. But I think there were a few things that reminded you about the state of the NFL today after last night's game. Number one, for the Giant fan, how depressed are you? The Niners put up 30 points in this game.
Yep.
They're doing it with C.J. Beathard.
Yep.
They're doing it with, I mean, average to okay offensive weapons. You know, George Kittle's not going to the Hall of Fame. Marquise Goodwin's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Nope. He is fast, though. He is fast.
No, he's a talented guy. Don't get me wrong. But this is the state of the NFL where everybody's capable of putting up 30 or 40, and the big penalty changed this game. I mean, that call on Richard Sherman is a game changer because if the flag isn't thrown, we're going to overtime.
Well, there's
I don't know what happens in overtime. Anything can happen.
And there's too many games that are changed because of penalties. I mean, I'm sorry. And sometimes I really think, you know, if it's not an egregious error, okay, you got to just keep the flag in your pocket. I mean, I don't think that there's too much of that not happening.
Well, one thing as a fan, whether you're rooting for the Packers in this case, the Niners, or you're just a football fan, when you think something is about to happen, like, okay, Green Bay's got a punt, that's it. And then all of a sudden, after a big sack, there's laundry on the field, and it extends the drive. I mean, you talk about
it. I've seen it a million times.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Of course. You see it a lot. And I got to give the Packer defense a lot of credit in this game. I know they ended up giving up 30 to San Francisco. Look at their last three drives defensively. Number one, McCarthy decided to go for it on 4th and goal from about the 6-yard line, down 7 with 8 or 9 minutes to go, instead of taking the 3 points. He said, you know what, I trust Aaron Rodgers, let me tie the game. But what he also did was trust his defense, because after they failed, they forced a 3-and-out. And then when the Green Bay Packer offense failed, they again was able to force a big stop. And then when the Niners had a chance, like we mentioned, after Green Bay tied the game, to march down the field, kick a game-winning field goal, and get the hell out of there, they forced a huge turnover. So in the fourth quarter of this game, it just wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
Right,
it was also a really good effort by the Green Bay Packer defense.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you're right. You're 100% right. But I say the state of defense, we talked about it yesterday in the NFL, it's almost non-existent. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's no – you want to say the Ravens are a dominant defense? Now, let me see them this week because they play the Saints. Now, the game is in Baltimore, you know, and the Saints aren't quite the same team when they're outside of the Superdome. I get that. That's going to be interesting because you got, like, the best offense going against, you know, one of them anyway, against maybe the best defense. So that's going to be very interesting to see that game.
Yeah.
But a state of defense in the NFL, I mean, it's ridiculous.
You're getting to see what the NFL always dreamt about, a lot of high-scoring games.
That's what they want.
Which is what they want, and overall, though it doesn't include maybe me and you and many others, I think it's what the majority of people
want. Well, I mean, it's the fantasy world. It's all about it. I mean, to me, it's all about fantasy football.
And you know what else?
Which to me is a sad state for me.
Well, but it's that, and I'll tell you something else too. I think that even if you're not playing fantasy football, and I'm not included in this, I know you aren't, people are more entertained by 60 points
that.
In a game.
I get that.
I'm not. Like, I can't believe this is old school, but Ravens Steelers.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Give me the old 13-10 defensive battle. I mean, you just don't see those kind of games anymore.
No. I mean, you saw that Raven-Brown game. It was 12-9.
Yeah. I mean, there are some games like that. I understand that. But, right. I mean, rarely. I mean, every week there's, you know, how many teams are putting 40-plus on the board? How many teams lose and put 40 on the board?
Nah, it's routine, man.
Right?
It's
unbelievable.
It's a routine thing. It's a part of why when you watch the Giants, you say to yourself, how the hell are you not scoring
more
points?
When you got Barkley and Beckham, especially.
Yeah, you've got talent plus the state of the game we're in.
Right.
And you mentioned how last night was a crazy night for Milwaukee. It's the second straight night we had that because the night before Boston had that.
Yeah, they did.
With the Patriots playing Sunday night. Right. And the Red Sox playing.
And I was very surprised. Did you see, by the way, that the Patriots won the ratings battle, like, easily over
well,
the Red Sox?
One big factor is NBC
yeah,
versus
that's true,
TBS.
Against cable.
And
that's true.
The other factor is, you know, football is more popular than baseball.
No question.
I mean, that's just a fact.
Right.
It's the way it is. And I also think, and I'd love to pick the brain of people in Boston, because I'm saying this, you know, a couple of hundred miles away. I just get the sense it's not a Red Sox town anymore.
Boy, it used to be the Red Sox were the end-all, be-all in Boston.
Yeah.
More than anything.
I'm really curious, actually, about the Brewer-Packer numbers, because even though clearly that area is about the Packers in the NFL, I would think that the Brewers making a run is special.
Yeah, because they don't never win.
Right.
You know?
They were in the LCS a bunch of years ago against the Cardinals, and obviously they were in the World Series against the Cardinals, too, which is just odd to talk about World Series, LCS against the same freaking team, but that's what happens when you switch leagues. So they haven't had a lot of these runs. So I am curious, and that's also a Fox Sports 1 versus ESPN rating battle. Two cable channels, mm-hmm. I think they're in similar households, I would think. ESPN's probably more.
Well, yeah,
more
I think everybody. I don't think everybody has Fox Sports 1. Everybody has ESPN.
Right, but
they're basic. They're on basic cable, I believe.
You would think that number is going to be closer than NBC versus TBS.
Yeah.
And the other thing with the Patriots is that I know they win a lot, and sometimes, well, you win a lot, it's boring. They have been such a juggernaut for a decade and a half that you have a generation of kids that all they know is the Patriots being the best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't know anything else.
Yep.
They don't know anything about the Patriots actually being a lousy team at one point.
Yeah.
They don't even know that existed.
Well, they didn't know the Patriots ever were without Belichick and Brady.
Right.
They don't know that.
Oh, they had a different coach at some point?
Right. They had another quarterback beside him.
Right.
Who's that guy? What's his name? Bled what?
Right. Drew what?
Yeah, right.
Uncle Drew.
Right.
What's going on
here?
So it's a different time in the city of Boston.
It really is.
It's a different time.
And I also think the Red Sox fan now is complacent there because they've now won three championships in the last 15 years.
Yep.
The whole Yankee thing, that whole worm has turned. I mean, now they got the upper hand even on the Yankees. So I think it's really turned for the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's just not the same.
Very, very different.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.